myself today without even knowing what was happening. I've got voices in my head making me think that this is where I am.
Lauren Mann has been delighting audiences with her folk pop since 2008. After making the decision that gigging as much as possible was the thing to do, she formed a band with some fellow travellers and hit the open road. Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk released their second album, Over Land and Sea, in 2013. They gained national attention this year as winners of the very popular CBC Searchlight competition. And they will be in the Guelph area on August the 2nd for a show at the Eden Mills Community Hall. Between shows, they are starting to work on their next album. We caught up with Lauren Mann on tour in Ontario, heading to Sault Ste. Marie. It's great to talk to you today, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I think you're on the road just now, and having checked out your website, you seem to be on the road a lot of the time. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, we spend quite a bit of time traveling, yeah.
Now, you've had a very interesting year. Obviously, you did win the CBC Searchlight competition. We're going to talk about that in a few moments. But I think it would be good to start this interview and talk a little bit about your history as a band and yourself as a performer. I think you've been together with the Fairly Odd Folk since around 2008. Is that right?
The Fairly Odd Folk has taken multiple forms since then. But that's kind of when I started playing... more intentionally. I started playing shows mostly just around Calgary at that point, and I had some friends that I would jam with and we'd play together. And then we started, after I got married in 2010, my husband and I started touring full-time. So we kind of took the jump to playing music full-time and devoting all our time to it. And that was just the two of us at first. And then we, over the years, brought more people on board with us, and now we've got a permanent band who's been playing with us for just about 2 years.
So I'm curious about why you decided to call yourselves the Fairly Odd Folk. Is there a story behind that?
It kind of just happened by accident, I guess. I was just rehearsing with some friends in Calgary before we were touring full-time and doing anything seriously. And one of my friends who was playing cello with me at the time, he came up with the idea, and he was like, hey, we should call ourselves Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk. Because we didn't really have like a name at that point. So we thought it was pretty funny and kind of cute, and it was kind of a joke. And then when we decided to start touring full-time, my husband found it in a notebook or something written down, and he's like, hey, we should use that. So we kind of took that and created our brand and our, everything around that. So it kind of started as something just for fun, but it's kind of turned into who we are, I guess.
Well, it's interesting because there's this almost like a Merry Pranksters type feel to it. And the fact that you tour so often, my impression is that you're pretty much on the road all the time at the moment. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, we've been, we actually spent the first few months of this year at home. But since Searchlight happened in the spring, we've gotten a lot of different opportunities. So our summer's really filled up, and we'll end up spending most of the summer and fall traveling. So it's definitely busy, and we've spent, a good part of the past few years traveling. So the road is kind of our home.
Can we talk a little bit about the Searchlight competition? Because it seems to be a competition that is capturing the imagination of independent musicians right across the country. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with it this year?
Yeah, it was it's a really neat idea because anyone can, submit a song and get into the competition. So you don't really have to do much except have a song. And the one thing that we, when we heard about it, we thought, okay, well, this is a great opportunity. We had seen it the year before, but we missed the deadline to submit for it. So this year we kind of jumped on it, and we were a little hesitant because it's mostly based on voting up until the last few rounds where they brought in some judges. And we didn't want people to get tired of us, saying, hey, vote for our song in this competition. And, we didn't want to be like nagging or anything like that. But so at the beginning, we didn't really do a lot of promo for it, but we kept advancing and we were doing well. So we, started to put in some effort and, try and get people excited about it. And what was really neat for us, I mean, a lot of things were really neat about the whole thing, but just to see, all of our fans across Canada and even in the States and around the world who just really jumped on board and told their friends about it and were sharing it and were voting all the time. And so it was very humbling for me to see, just how supportive our fan base is. So that was one aspect that was really neat. And the other thing that I really enjoyed about the competition was just being able to discover so much other, independent and underground Canadian music, which you don't necessarily get exposed to very often. But we've now been connected with so many other bands who are doing, similar things to what we're doing. And it's just a really neat way to make that connection. So it was great all around.
Can we talk a little bit about your music generally? You write these very upbeat poppy folk songs or folky pop songs. I don't know how you like to describe your own music.
Yeah, I usually say it's like a kind of a alternative folk pop. Kind of put that in a blender and then we come out.
But I think it lends itself to a competition like this because one of the things I like about your songs, and particularly with songs like I Lost Myself, they're very catchy. It's a song that tends to stay with you. Is that part of your writing style when you're working on material?
Well, sometimes I have a hard time writing more upbeat songs. I don't know if it's just my background in piano playing or what, but I tend to gravitate easily towards, more maybe melancholy songs or just, a little bit more mellow. But I think with I Lost Myself, I kind of just had this little whistling line in my head and kind of went from there. And that was kind of the cornerstone of writing the song. So And it's fun to be able to play a song and have people kind of sing along and whistle along. It's really neat to, you know, be able to interact with the crowd that way.
Now, I think you've made two albums so far, and you're starting work on a third. Is that right?
Yeah, the first album that we have, it's more of a collection of songs that I had written and recorded just over a few years when I was starting out. So we just kind of put them all together the album called Stories from Home. And then Overland and Sea, we went into the studio and did that professionally. And now we've started writing for a new record. And I'm really excited about it, you know, especially since we've been playing with the same band for, you know, about 2 years. We've really been able to develop the songs live and get a really unique live sound with everyone. So we're all really looking forward to kind of taking that to the studio and capturing that energy and live dynamic on a new record with some new songs. So it'll be fun.
Are you playing any of the new songs in live in concert at the moment, or are you just focusing on songs from your first two albums?
We are playing some new songs on this tour, and we've kind of been taking a few of the songs that we've already written and trying them out on the road. It's a good way to get more familiar with them, and possibly a few old ones as well.
So can you tell us about your live performance? Tell me about the band itself. So who plays with you in concert at the moment?
Yeah, so we have, it's myself. I play piano and ukulele and sing. And then my husband Zoltan plays keyboards and percussion. And our drummer is Jay. He plays drums, and his wife Jessica plays bass and sings as well. And then our guitar player is Josh. And we have a sound guy touring with us right now as well. His name's Tamar.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like a family operation, this, where you've got two couples in there already.
Yeah, it is very much so.
Yeah, what sort of vehicle do you travel in?
We are in a 15-passenger van, and then we've got a trailer with all our gear in it. So it's a big rig, but it's still pretty squishy with people.
You know, I can see you eventually moving to the school bus and then having it all painted up with, you know, Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk on the side of it.
Oh. Yeah, we've definitely talked about, you know, getting a bigger sort of bus type vehicle and, you know, maybe doing some conversions or something, but we'll see. Our van's been pretty trustworthy so far, so...
So when do you finish on the road? You're on tour just now, and then will you be coming home to Calgary and then heading into the studio?
Well, we finished this tour in the middle of August, and we're actually in another sort of competition or project. It's called the Peak Performance Project with Peak Radio out of Calgary. So we're doing a bunch of stuff with them this summer and fall, and then we'll be doing another fall tour across Canada. And then we'll be hitting the studio early next year. So in, I believe, March is when we'll be doing that. So we'll take some time off over Christmas and the New Year to, you know, really practice the new songs and get ready for the studio, and then do that in the spring.
So when will the new album be out? Before the end of 2015, probably?
That is the hope, yeah. I can't really say anything for sure yet, but that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, you know, that life has been very kind to you. Obviously, winning the Searchlight competition has been a wonderful fill-up for you. It sounds like you really are moving forward very positively with your career. Do you have any long-term aspirations for anything else, you know, in music or around the field of recorded music?
I mean, you know, it's been such a cool year for us, so it's, you know, really exciting to see just what will happen with that and just kind of, you know, take it all in. But one thing, I'd love to travel more and get over to the UK and there's different parts of the world. I mean, I love playing music, and I love that, you know, it's an easy way to see different places and connect with different people. So that's kind of one of my long-term goals, is to just see as much of the world as we can by doing music. And other than that, I mean, it's a very unknown career path. You never really know what's going to happen, so we'll kind of take it as it comes and enjoy the journey.
Well, look, we're looking forward to you coming to Guelph. You'll be in the Guelph area on Saturday, August the 2nd. It's a show that takes place at the Eden Mills Community Hall. It starts at 8 p.m. We have all our details on the website at folkrootsradio.com, so please check that out. A couple of things we need to do, Lauren, before we get done. How do people learn more about your music?
Well, you can head to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/LaurenMannMusic. And we update that all the time. And so we have, you know, day-to-day updates on there. And our website is LaurenMannMusic.com. And from there, you can find, you know, our Twitter and Instagram and all of those social media outlets.
I got to say, following you on Facebook is a lot of fun. I certainly would encourage people, encourage people to do that. It's been great talking to you today. Lastly, we're going to play some more music from Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk. What are we going to play?
Actually, the title track from our album, it's called Overland and Sea, and I guess it's kind of a little ode to Canada.
That's wonderful. Lauren, it's been a pleasure. Safe travels. Enjoy the rest of your shows, and we will see you in Guelph at the Eden Mills Community Hall on Saturday, August the 2nd.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Take care.
Colors speak, the change is coming. The bluebird song has gone till spring, and I sit here just waiting. Oh, la 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 la. Through it all, I've come to know that all these feelings come and go. Yeah.